Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this is Stargazer, our weekly guide of what to look for in our island skies. We've got Sean Lotch from the Emilo Astronomy Center in Hilo on the line. He's our official conduit to the research community atop Mauna Kea. Hey, Sean, aloha. What are some of the things we'll be looking for in our week of stargazing?
Aloha, Dave. Greetings from Mauna Kea. New moon is tomorrow, so look for a thin crescent moon starting on Tuesday, low in the western sky at sunset. Friday, it will be 5 degrees above Venus in the western sky. Saturn is in the southwestern sky at sunset, while Mercury, Mars, and Jupiter are in the eastern sky at sunrise. And Jupiter's getting higher. It is worth taking a look for those Galilean moons once again.
Ah, they're always fun to look for. What's going on in terms of the ISS X-37B?
Tomorrow morning, look for the International Space Station from 4:18 to 4:24 a.m., moving from north to east. Then that night, look for it from 7:15 to 7:22 p.m., moving from west to northeast. And Sunday morning, you can see the Tiangong 1 from 5:23 to 5:28 a.m., moving from southwest to northeast.
What do we have in terms of, you said there was a discovery you wanted to share?
Yeah, the Hubble Space Telescope has deduced the actual color of a planet orbiting another star, which is roughly 63 light-years away. The planet is called HD 189733b, and its color is cobalt blue. Now, if seen directly, this planet would look like a pale blue dot. And although the planet resembles Earth in terms of color, it is not an Earth-like world. Instead, the daytime temperature is nearly 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
And it possibly rains glass in howling 4,500-mile-an-hour winds. The cobalt blue color comes from clouds laced with silicate particles. Now, you might remember that recently the Cassini spacecraft from Saturn took an image of the Earth, and it showed it as a pale blue dot as well. So while Earth and this exoplanet might look similar, they are strikingly different.
No raining glass, thankfully.
Very much so.
We appreciate the heads up. Thank you, Sean.
Mahalo for having me, Dave.
You're quite welcome. Sean Lotch, Emilo Astronomy Center on the Big Island, and I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next time here for Stargazer.